some kind of ten, you know, galvanized thing that they stole. So only thing I knew about when
what
I was coming.
Call them?
Well, only thing I know is the only thing I can remember is they call it is beans, I guess that's all I know. So if there's anything else, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like talking with my daddy or somebody like that. Now they might know if that would be another name that they call it, but that's all I can remember is a bean. What I really can remember is those cribs. That's what I can remember so good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on the upper part of a barn, they might use. They have a name for it sometimes. If you go inside the barn and you look up, there's a.
Well, they used to have barns like that, and they would just sit up in the loft or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Loft. Okay. Are there any other places where you might have kept the hay? The loft?
No, they would have some places on the ground, you know, fixed in the lower part of the barn that they used to stack it, and then when you know they didn't have no room in it, you know, like say in the loft, they would stack it in a place maybe where it wouldn't get wet or something, just in, you know, under the shed in the barn.
Okay. All right. If you have any too much to get into the barn, how do you keep it outside? What would they do with it?
Well, there's nothing they can do with it, but just let it stay out. All I know. Mm-hmm. Well, now they, you know, like hay. Well, they really. I see now that they got a new way bale hay. They got a machine that rolls it and big bones, and they said they can leave that out. That don't really have to be taken in. They can just leave that and get, you know, just keep like that. That's why they roll, just roll it and roll it into be. Grows almost as large as this room.
That's incredible. Do they have any names for that? Except bale?
Only thing I know is bale. Bale hay.
Uh-huh. And if you just, like, before they had bales, if they had just piled up the hay outside the barn, would they have said, well, there's a...
Just a bale of hay all over
there.
Yeah.
Well, did they ever have a place outside where there was just a roof and four posts, and they put no walls, and they put hay under it?
Yeah, that would just be called a shed.
Yeah.
That's all I know. It was just a shed.
Okay. Now, when they first cut the hay, I guess before they had this fancy machine stuff, they'd have small piles raked up. What would they call those small piles?
Well, just a hay pile, I guess. Well, the only way I've seen, well, you know, like, they used to make peanut hay. They hay out of the peanut vines. But now, see, when they got the machines, there ain't no hay left.
Yeah.
So they make the hay out of grass. They grow Palooza grass.
Mm-hmm.
And they are that now, but they used to, like, we used to have to stack the peanuts on our peanut stack.
Yeah.
We used to have to, they pile them up. We pick them up by hand and shake them.
Mm-hmm.
And place them on the stack. Then when they pick the peanuts, combine the peanuts. They used to say pick the peanuts, but it's really well combine the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have this hay left, and during that time when they after they finished combining, then they would bale the hay, and that would be in a small bale about something long, about that long, and maybe about that wide.
Yeah.
They had a hay baler.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you want me to go faster, all right. Huh, I kind of asked you this before, but you might call it something else. I don't know. Where you might keep the cows?
Well, you know, mostly the cows are kept maybe in a, or where they graze, that would be a pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody would say cow stall or cow pen or something like that, because we used to have just one milk cow. We had a place to keep it where they would say in the cow stall. The cow pen or something like that, and then we have the hog pen, and we slop the hogs.